What's up, everybody? It is Friday. It's the best day of the week, and this is the last Contemplation with Christoph recorded in this studio that you guys are so familiar with. This is the Christoph Lewis podcast, Create Your Career, and this is Contemplation with Christoph number 51. Everything in these episodes are directed towards finding a career that you love and being happy in the moment and showing you that your goals are possible through hard work and while helping each other. I want to help and encourage people all around the world by giving you a real life example of all these guests, showing you that you can pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often we set our goals much too low, thus selling ourselves short. And I'm sharing my journey, my life throughout this entirety of all of these episodes, as well as my guests. And it is through that that I want to encourage you and give you these examples to go out there, get up, and go after and do what you want. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for year. I used to call myself a crappy reader. Now I'm not a crappy reader. I'm pretty much just breaking it down, reading a little bit every day, and I'm able to knock out a book a week for a year. Last week, I read The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason, and this week is book 24, week 23. I'm a book ahead, and I'm reading The Mission, The Men, and Me by Pete Blaber. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 94 with Jeremy Stickney. Jeremy's mentor is Evan Carmichael. You'll remember Evan Carmichael from episode number 21 of The Conversations, and he is what helped me changed, like pivot the podcast for the better. And now he's mentoring Jeremy. Jeremy is a young guy, a very smart guy, a very passionate guy about helping others and himself on this journey, what we call life. And it was such a great conversation. One of my favorites. I highly suggest you guys check it out. And today I'm going to speak with you about a new chapter. So let's get into it. All right, so recent events, you guys are all too familiar. I was telling y'all in stories last night on Instagram that yesterday was my last day at my job. It was my first big boy job outside of the military. If this is something you guys are new to, my name's Chris, and I was in the military in the Navy for 9 years, and half of that was spent in NSW as a comms guy, or an RTO more specifically, a radio telephone operator. And then I spent the latter half in a leadership position leading young sailors at a shore command after I made a decision I wanted to get out. So that's a little bit about me, and I prepared about almost 2 years, at least 2 years, before I wanted to get out of the military when I was serving at that command. That last command, did I realize that I wanted to get out, and I spent those 2 years preparing to get this one job that I ended up working for 14 months. So part of me, half of me, not even half, a small part of me was like, you're crazy for leaving a job that is a lot better, in the sense, fiscally speaking, than you've ever had or ever thought you'd ever have. And that's fine, because the main reason that we're leaving this new chapter in our lives is that we're going back. You guys know that we're in DC, and we're going back to the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, where I served for about 7 years. So we're going to head back down there for family and some other things. And like I said, kind of in the beginning, like, this is all about me sharing my own journey and the journeys of every other single guest out there. So I've had 94 guests already, 103 guests have been recorded up to this point, and we are just sharing our lives. Like, what have we done? What did we want to do? What are we doing right now to make sure that we do what we want to do? And like I always say, this is your risk tolerance. Like, what you want to do is what you want to do, and it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else other than your family. Like, you got to do what's best for you and your family. So for us, this new chapter was based solely on that. So I had 9 years in the military, and I had a lot of things that I did in the military. And yeah, it was scary as shit getting out of the military, leaving that safety net, But I want to encourage you that whether you're leaving the military in that safety net of what is the military with its benefits and everything, or another job that's similar to that, go out and do it. But once you get out of that and you get into something else, don't get locked in just by the paycheck, you know, the money and the job title. Now it's time to think about, am I doing what I really want to do? Am I happy? Is my family happy? Where do we want to be? What do we want to do? And then make moves to do that. And as I've discussed a lot this week, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to know A through Z, right? You're at A, you want Z. You don't need to know any letter in the middle. You just need to know that the next letter in the alphabet is B, right? And then when you get to B, you can see C. When you see C, you can see D. And you go on, you go, and you go, and you go. And there's probably going to be a lot more steps than 26 steps. But the point is, you just do one thing at a time. And if you wait until you can see the whole entire alphabet, you're not going to be able to learn like a kid. Think about a kid learning the alphabet. A kid doesn't just go, I know A through Z immediately. They go, hey mom, listen, I learned, you know, A through C or A to M or something like that. So it's a very, this is a very basic example, but the point is you just need to start. And if you wait until the time is right, it's never going to happen. You're never just going to know everything from the beginning. And if you've been waiting to design that perfect logo, right? Here's a good example for companies. Like if you've been waiting, just make a logo and put it out there and start. If you've been waiting to have a podcast episode, don't just wait till everything's perfect. Get like the stuff you need, like a good microphone and some editing software. Get a podcast hosting site, push it out, and that's it. If you've been waiting to make a song, like go out there and make music or sing it and just get it done. Just start. My point is just do it. You don't need to know everything. So create your career is something I'm very passionate about, and go out there and do it. And you guys know that I'm starting a company on the side. I haven't really talked too much about, but the point is it's not this ABCD thing. Going back to the alphabet analogy, it doesn't have to be linear like that. So I got out of the military, got this job, didn't really know where I wanted to go, but I know I needed to get out of the military and this was a good job for me. And then I slowly started being like, oh, I want to start a new company. I want to start a new company. And I just kept on dragging and dragging and dragging. And I knew I didn't want to be at the company that I'm working at now. So I left that company, but not before I got something else lined up. And I'm going to go work for somebody else in the meantime while working on the podcast on the side and my own company on the side. So it's not this linear path of just going from A to B to C and each letter being a company, but there's a lot of other things in between and you can do things on the side. If you've heard a couple of podcasts right now with the guests, you'll hear that most of the time people aren't going from, it's not black and white. People aren't going from one thing to the other. They're going from one thing to the other while they're doing all this other stuff in the background for more than often years. And then finally, there comes this point where they either get a break after years of working on this, and it's not that overnight success break. It just means like, hey, I can finally support myself and my family off of this. It's time to break it off and like really go into it, even though they've been doing it for years. So it's not black and white. You're not going to know the whole alphabet of things that you need to do. You just need to go from A to B, and you need to go from that to, so you can see C, and so on and so forth. I think there's probably a good quote in there. I need to go from A to B so I can see. Damn. Just kidding, but in all seriousness, create your career. Like, go out there and write the next chapter of what is your life. And typically, from what I've seen in my own life and the lives of all the other guests that I've spoken with already, 103 people, and it's not what's holding you back is typically not what's really holding you back. It's like fear. Fear isn't real. Fear is just the mind killer, right? I was quoting Dune the other day, the book of Dune, for if you guys know what that is even. But I was quoting Dune, and fear is the mind killer. Fear is not real. Fear exists only in your brain. So if you work to mitigate fear and to understand fear and why you are in fear of certain things, typically that is what is going to stop you and slow you down. So if you could learn to overcome that and understand it, then you can just harness it and you can use it for good. Be like, oh man, I'm getting, you know, I have some fear. Some fear is creeping up on me right now. That means I may be headed in the right direction and something good is to happen. So harness it. And when you feel that fear, turn it into like, oh man, I'm getting excited. Like pregame jitters before you run a race or before you play a soccer game or a football game or you get up on stage and speak to somebody. Start seeing that as something good. Those butterflies, start seeing as something good and write the new chapter of which is your life, and don't let anything ever hold you back. And understand that, you know, friends and family are going to try to give you the best advice, and that's great. I have lots of people in my life giving me great advice, and I'm so appreciative for it, but it may not be the right advice for you because their risk tolerance is completely different, and it's probably not what they would do. Like, a lot of people in my life were like, that's crazy that you're leaving this job. It's a really good paying job, and blah, 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 right? So it's not right for me. So I'm going to do something else. And you have to learn how to silence the other things and move forward in the life of which is yours and it's nobody else's. So it's time for a recap. Go out there, do what is best for you and best for your family. Write that new chapter in your life, create your career, and your risk tolerance is not other risk tolerances. And even though people close to us, our friends and our families, may mean the best for us through the advice that they give us and the recommendations that they give us, go out there, do your due diligence to what fits you best and make the decisions that are best for you and go out there and get after it and harness fear. Recognize fear as a good thing that you're getting close to something. Go out there and crush it and don't let anything hold you back from doing what you want to do. All right, guys, so thank you so much. This is the second to last episode getting recorded in the podcast for this studio right here in Washington, D.C. It's been a great time. You guys have given me great feedback on this one, and I can't wait to create a new studio, a new office, and just be on to bigger and better things and different things. Thank you so much. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and you can head over to iTunes and rate it 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. And if you have an opinion that maybe differs from mine, I encourage that, and I would love to hear about it. So hit me up on Instagram and I'd love to chat with you. So thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all the books, but if you don't apply a single page, a single quote, a single anything, it means nothing at all. So go out there and have the best day ever. See you guys.